I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, March 13th. To the eye alone, the brightest star in the night sky is Sirius, the leading light of Canis Major, the Big Dog. It's well up in the south at nightfall, a brilliant beacon less than 9 light-years away. If we could shift the sensitivity of our eyes to shorter wavelengths, the brightest star would appear a little below Sirius. Adera is already the second brightest star in the constellation, but it produces most of its energy in the extreme ultraviolet, wavelengths that are far too short to see with the human eye. At those wavelengths, Adera would be the brightest object in the entire night sky. The star is an ultraviolet powerhouse because it's tens of thousands of degrees hotter than the sun. The hotter an object, the more UV it produces. And Adera is huge, more than 10 times the sun's diameter. So there's a lot of real estate for beaming its radiation into space. The UV zaps molecules of gas and dust anywhere close to the star, splitting them apart and making them glow. But the star has been around long enough that it's already cleared out most of the space around it. More than 4 million years ago, Adera was much closer to the sun than it is today. That made it the brightest star at visible wavelengths as well. It shined as brightly as Venus, the morning or evening star. But Adera's motion through the galaxy has carried the star much farther from us, allowing Sirius to outshine this sizzling star. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.